Welcome to Stop Christian Nationalism. I want to talk to you this week about the kinds of places where Christianity is taught, specifically where the Christian Bible is taught. You see, with Christian nationalism, the place and the religion, the nation and the religion, are supposed to go together, hand in glove. And so I found it really telling this last weekend that we learned about El Salvador's infamous prison, where hundreds of people from the United States have been sent to live in conditions that are brutal, that are affronts to human dignity. People are beaten, tortured, humiliated there on a regular basis. El Salvador is a dictatorship, and yet it is also a deeply Christian country. Or should I say, El Salvador is a brutal dictatorship, and it is a deeply Christian country. Because it appears that those two things go together. The very name of the nation, El Salvador, this is a Christian term relating to the supposed salvation that Jesus Christ gives us all. Well, those men in that prison in El Salvador are not receiving any salvation, are they? They're beaten, they're tortured, they're humiliated, they're stuck in these holding cells for 23.5 hours every day. They are allowed to leave their prison cells, which are massively overcrowded, in this prison that has tens of thousands of prisoners in it. They're allowed to leave these prison cells for just 30 minutes a day. And when they are leaving those prison cells, the prisoners can do only one of two things. One, they can engage in group exercise. Or two, they can listen to Bible readings, Christian Bible readings. Yes, in El Salvador, this Christian nationalist, brutal dictatorship with a terrible concentration camp of a prison, the brutality and the Christianity go hand in hand. They use that prison as a place to teach Christianity, to teach submission. And it wouldn't be too hard to say that, really, that's part of the message of Christianity, absolute submission to authority. I mean, if you think about it, nobody in Christianity gets to vote on what's in the Bible or what's not. That's a difference between here in the United States of America and Christianity. This is one way in which the United States of America has not historically been a Christian nation. We actually vote on our own laws, and we rewrite them. We even rewrite our own national constitution. We all have the right to participate in that process. Or at least we did before Donald Trump got into the White House. Well, Donald Trump took hundreds of people, and he said that they were from Venezuela. He said that they were criminals. He provided no evidence of either such thing. These people might be American citizens. They might be not criminals at all. Maybe some of them have green cards. They're here illegally. We don't know. The Trump administration refuses to tell a U.S. District Court judge who these people are, how many of them there were. That district court judge issued a ruling saying that Donald Trump could not deport those men to that terrible, inhumane prison in El Salvador. But Donald Trump did it anyway, because Donald Trump has no respect for the rule of law. And where does he get that idea? Well, why should he respect the democratic rule of law when he is elected the leader? In his view, the leader gets to make all the decisions, and the role of everybody else is simply to obey. Now, where have you seen that idea before? Well, of course, you've seen it in the Christian Bible. You've seen it in the Ten Commandments. These are not the Ten Suggestions. These are not the Ten Guidelines. These are the Ten Commandments. They are commands, and your job is to obey them. And nobody got to vote on those. There was no committee. No. The big leader in the sky got to declare what the rules are, and we all just have to follow them. That is the moral view of Christianity. And it's the same moral view that is in that terrible prison in El Salvador, where now people in violation of American law, in violation of our Constitution, are being deported. And we don't know how many other people are going down there. Our nation is in constitutional crisis because of this absolutist, totalitarian moral view of power that comes from Christianity. But you know, it's not just in Donald Trump's White House, and it's not just in El Salvador that we get this Christian nationalist, brutal code of morality. We also get that now in Texas, where the Texas State Senate has passed a law saying that schools can require students to participate in daily prayer and religious instruction. Public schools can be teaching Christianity, and students can be required to participate. Furthermore, those Texas schools are going to be displaying the Ten Commandments, because the Texas Senate has passed a law requiring Texas public schools to have large posters prominently displaying in such a way that at any angle, from any spot in every single classroom, everybody can read the Ten Commandments at all times of the day. In elementary school, in high school, think about that. The Ten Commandments in science classes. The Ten Commandments in your civics and history class, in your government class. Think about that. These are not the Bill of Rights. They are commands from that sky god. And what do they say? Well, in Texas, that bill that was passed by the Texas Senate had very specific wording for the Ten Commandments. Here's what that wording is.
The Ten Commandments. I am the Lord thy God. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make to thyself any graven images. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his cattle, nor anything that is thy neighbor's.
In Texas, they're telling you that this is the basis of morality, of our very government. I mean, first of all, there's the idea that there are commands that are the basis of our government and not the democratic process by which the people establish the laws by which they are themselves ruled. That's one way in which these Ten Commandments are completely incompatible with the traditions, the history of American law, with democracy itself. But you know, that last bit, I want to read that over again, because these things can kind of just slide right over you. This ancient biblical text, which is not from the United States of America, it's from West Asia, thousands of years ago. Nobody even really knows who wrote this. I mean, it wasn't God. There's no history, no evidence to say that any spirit beings ever wrote anything down. A person created this, a person who wanted to create a society in which there was absolute authority from the top down, a dictator, a totalitarian. And along those lines, here's what the Ten Commandments command. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his cattle, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. That's the Texas text of the Ten Commandments. There are multiple versions. In Texas, they're choosing which kind of Christianity gets to be up on the public school walls. But listen to that. You're not supposed to covet your neighbor's manservant or his maidservant. You know what the actual language is in the original Hebrew? It's male slave or female slave. Those are slaves. And you're not supposed to take away your neighbor's slaves. You're not even supposed to want to take away your neighbor's slaves. And what about the first part of this? Not coveting your neighbor's wife. You know what comes before that? Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. The house that your neighbor possesses is like your wife, his wife, that your neighbor possesses. A wife is a possession. In this new model of Christian nationalism in Texas that's spreading across America with the support of Donald Trump, women are property. And other human beings can be property too if they're powerless, if they happen to have been captured in battle, or they happen to be impoverished, pressured into servitude, sold into servitude. People are property, like cattle, like objects. This kind of morality is now what they're going to start teaching children in Texas, starting from elementary school age, that it's okay to keep people as slaves, and it's okay to treat women as property. And there's a lot else that is just absolutely wrong with the Ten Commandments, like, you know, starting out with the first one, I am the Lord thy God. The whole idea that we have lords in the United States of America, you know, some kind of aristocracy with a king at the top. That's what the Ten Commandments says. And it says you don't have a choice. You have to worship God. That's not been the American way. But now under Donald Trump, that appears to be the way that we're going. And of course, it is not just in Texas. We're also getting this kind of law. For example, recently, it's been proposed in West Virginia. I'll have that text read to you next.
Recognizing the Holy Bible, complete with the 66 books of the Old and New Testaments, as the divinely inspired, inerrant, foundational document for our society and government, an accurate historical record of human and natural history, and the utmost authority for human moral behavior. As such, the Holy Bible and its precepts shall be given a place of prominence and reverence in the public buildings, laws, policies, and schools of the state of West Virginia.
Think about that. Think about that in terms of what the Ten Commandments are teaching, what they are demanding. They're demanding slavery. They're demanding that women be treated as objects, things that are owned. They're demanding that people have no freedom of religion. They're demanding that our democracy be replaced by a religious monarchy. Well, that's really suitable for powerful rich men like Donald Trump and Elon Musk, isn't it? And it suits the people down in El Salvador who opened up that terrible concentration camp where people from the United States are now being sent. But that kind of vision, this utmost authority for human moral behavior, supporting the ownership of other human beings, and absolute power from dictators, that's not the American way. It certainly isn't inerrant. It's certainly not an accurate depiction of history, not to mention natural history, which is a way to refer to science. If we go back, if we take the United States of America and we make this a country that believes that what people knew 2,000 to 3,000 years ago was accurate science, I don't know how we can possibly go forward. You yourself are listening to this podcast using technology which defies the knowledge of the Christian Bible. And they want to take that away. They want to take it away and replace it with belief in magic and demons and spirits and absolute authority. They want to take our democracy, and they want to replace it with commands. And in the process, Christian nationalists want to make the entire United States of America like that horrific prison in El Salvador. And they are now in charge of the government of the United States of America, all three branches. Is it any wonder our nation is in chaos?